Namaste. The purpose of meditation is to rise of conscious to the point of allowing us directly to perceive our own spiritual self. It's being one with our breath. It's being one with our energy. It's being one with our soul. It's being one with our chi. It's being one with our own self. This is the first step of knowing how to be mindful. Meditation is used widely to gain many benefits, reducing stress, health enhancing, simply needing some quiet time, finding balance in our daily lives, to have a quiet moment, or just being in the present moment. Intention meditation. Namaste. Everything changes when you start to emit your own frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you. When you start imprinting your intent onto the universe rather than perceiving or receiving an imprint from your existence. The power of intention is one of those things that is very easy to underestimate. But when you make a declaration of intention, you begin to concentrate your whole being on whatever it is that you aim to achieve. When it comes to meditation, the power of intention can be really powerful. When you express an intention to have a deep thought, you make a small but powerful commitment to yourself that can really help focus your entire intention for the day. The meaning of intention, according to the Webster Dictionary, is a thing intended or an aim or a plan. In medicine, the healing process of a wound is described as intention. Everything in our lives happens with the starting of an intention. We set our alarm in the morning because we intend to wake up at a certain time. We iron our clothes the night before because we intend to wear very well-pressed clothes. From wiggling your toes to calling your parents, it all starts with an intention, and everything has a purpose. Let's begin. Close your eyes, but keep your back straight and your shoulders relaxed. Let's take a nice, long, deep breath through your nose and expanding your belly and keeping your shoulders relaxed. Exhaling it through your mouth. Let's take another nice, long, deep, cleansing breath through your nose and exhaling it through your mouth. And this time, as you breathe out gently and take your time. Let's take another long deep breath and exhaling through your mouth, and this time expanding and extending your breath. It's almost like holding your breath when you're underwater. The longer you expand and extend, the better practitioner you become. Let your breath settle into its own rhythm as you simply follow it in and out, noticing the rise and fall of your chest and your belly as you breathe. Feel the air move in and feel the air moving out. I'd like you for the next few minutes just continue being aware of your breath. In an ancient Eastern philosophy, it is said intention is directed impulse of consciousness that contains the seed form of that which you aim to create. Like real seeds, intentions can't grow if you hold on to them. Only when you release your intentions intentions into the fertile depths of your consciousness, that it was able to grow and flourish just like a flower. Let's surrender your intentions into the universe. The concept of letting go is not an easy one. However, it is necessary when intentions are being met or a setting of an intention. Be open to infinite possibilities. Embrace it and feel the freedom of not having to try to control everything in your life. Believe that your intentions will manifest. Your manifestations of your own intentions have the power to create the life you want. Wayne Dyer said, "Our intentions create our reality." And how many times have we heard what you think you become? A priest of India observed thousands of years that our destiny is ultimately shaped by our deepest intentions and desires. The classic Vedic text known as Upanishad declares, "You are your deepest desire. As your desire is, so is your intention. As your intention is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your destiny." Now visualize yourself inside the scene that you wish to happen. You're manifesting your intentions into reality. Imagine seeing yourself in the exact mood, surrounding, and situation that you would like or you would wish would happen. And you can bring in other people that will help you make this manifestation become real. You may bring in God, if you believe in God, or if you bring in nature, your ancestors or your loved ones. And these are people that can help you and support you to make your manifestation become reality. Make that feeling or emotion or goal real. As you invite this goodness into your heart, your mind, your body and soul, you have to learn to let go what is taking up that space inside of you. Each time you breathe in your wonderful intention and breathe out what you need to let go. Let's take a nice long deep breath and breathing in good intentions and letting go intentions or spaces that takes up a lot of space that you need to let go to create new room and new space for good intentions. We all have our own life to pursue, our own kind of dream to be weaving, and we all have some power to make wishes come true as long as we keep believing. Louisa May Alcott. Namaste.